Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. This is that. This is going to be a new segment that I'm adding, which is This Is That, which is spoken of by the prophet Joel. It will be the application insights into how prophecy is being fulfilled at this time. First of all, I'm going to, in this segment, speak about Jerusalem and the fact that President Trump has officially recognized and is moving the United States Embassy to Jerusalem as of December 6th. Today is December 7th. This is a very historic year, which I've addressed, 2017, so 100 years since Allenby kicked out the Ottoman Turks from Jerusalem. It's 120-year jubilee. According to the Israelis, it's all over the Tel Aviv airport. This is since the Basel, the Zionist program was begun in 1897 to birth the new Israel, the new Zionism, or the current status of this current state. It's also 70 years since the decree went out from the UN to separate Israel from the Arab lands. And by the way, there was a two-state solution. It was called Jordan, the Transjordan. Many people think that that hasn't been instituted. They need to go and check back their history. It is also 50 years since Jerusalem was became under Israeli control. Of course, they say that Jerusalem has been their capital, the Jews' capital of Israel, for 3,000 years. All right, but they only been there, recognized, and the decree went forth in 1947 to become a state in 1948. And then later in 1973, when Syria and Egypt attacked Israel, the Golan Heights was annexed onto Israel, which Syria has never given up. We must remember that. And at this juncture, we must also remember that it is Islamic teaching that once a land has belonged to Islam, it is the obligation of the good, faithful Muslim to reclaim that land back for themselves. So no matter how you slice and dice it, the entire Muslim world will believe that Israel and Jerusalem belongs to them, not to the Jews or the Christians. The Pope also believes that Jerusalem belongs to them. They're dominionists, and there's a lot of, quote, unreformed Protestants that say there's no Reformation because they believe the Vatican lies, that we've doctrinally reconciled. They also are under that great deception. So we have a lot of lying deceptions operating here, and of course the Jews think it's theirs. Now, let me put this little caveat in here about that. The gifts and callings are without repentance, and when God's word will come to pass, whether someone is submitted or not in their heart, repentance is an act of salvation. Therefore, God says he's going to do this. He's going to do this. And it says in Ezekiel 36 and 37, my people profane my name among the nations, even when I gather them out. But because of his great namesake, he will sanctify his name in his people. Therefore, prophecies are being fulfilled undeniably and coming to pass. And it's up to God to sanctify his name in his people. God initiates this. No man initiates this. You're not the Holy Spirit. I'm not the Holy Spirit. We're merely vessels if we're submitted and obedient to God in his hand. How are we submitted and obedient? Through repentance. That's what the mercy seat is about. You come to the mercy seat in fear of God and repentance, because we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, let me make a statement about Hanukkah. I'm going to put some links attached to this from some prophecies that I had earlier But Hanukkah this year is the 100th year anniversary on the Kislev, in which Allenby kicked out the Ottoman Turks. So, you know, the Ottoman Turks, of course, the Muslims, for 400 years had control over Jerusalem. And now and it was Christians who kicked them out. Make no mistake about it. It was not Jews. So the Jews have a debt to the Christians also, by the way. And even the United Nations, which has been a tool in God's hand, is demonically possessed entity. And you need to go do your homework and do your research. I've done mine. I'm prayed over this issue. And God uses the wicked to bring about his purposes. He's God. He's Lord over all of this. He uses his word is set. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Now, Erdogan of Turkey is putting together an Arab coalition to meet on December 13th regarding the change of status for Jerusalem, because the United States has moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Well, look, they've already had a consulate there. They already have a huge building there. They just have to move the staff over. I mean, I've been there. I prayed over it. Come on. Well, what does this mean? This means that he's going to try to stir up all these Muslim nations, even the Iranian Al-Quds. What is Al-Quds? That's the name. That's an Iranian name for Jerusalem. And let me remind you that the Iranians are not the Arabs. They're two different linguistic groups and cultural groups, even though they're both Islamic. Just as Indonesian Islam is a far stretch from what goes on in the Middle East and Arab countries among Muslims. Nevertheless, or even Central Asia for that matter. Nevertheless, it begs the question in my mind, is this the horn that is spoken of that looks like it died and it's being resurrected? And a horn is a power, and it's on a beast. That's a political system. And it's not necessarily man. There's people, oh, the Antichrist is man, blah, blah, the little horn was powerful. Really? I don't know. We all need to watch and pray and step back. And it is my opinion, studied opinion, that just as when Jesus was here, he had to instruct his disciples after he was raised from the dead, that these are the prophecies that were fulfilled that spoke to him, of him. And I want to thank A Minute to Midnight, this gentleman, Gary, oh, I forget his name, I'm sorry, but he made a point that 60% of the prophecies, and these are Old Testament prophecies, which Yeshua fulfilled as the Messiah in his first coming, were fulfilled the last 7 days of his ministry. And if God works in times and patterns, that prophecy is going to be fulfilled hand over fist as we get closer and closer to the second advent, the return of the Lord, then it's probable, it's likely, it's possible that the prophecies are going to be fulfilled faster and faster. And that's what we're looking at, we're watching and praying. And then after the events happen, we go to the Lord and say, as he says in Daniel 12, and those who are wise, I will give insight, and they will instruct others. That possibly this is that, just as it was in Joel and in Acts, we said the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Peter said, this is that which was prophesied in Joel. In the last days I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh, and so on. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for this outpouring, the redemption of the earth, according to God's timetables. And so there will be signs in the heavens. All right, Joel says this. The sun shall be turned to sackcloth. Let's look at August 21st. There was this solar eclipse, 2017, over the United States that crossed over the entire full solar eclipse. And thank you, Taylor and Bess pointed out that, and I haven't done the math, so I'm going on their word, that it's been 120 days from August 21st to December 6th, now there was this, the December 6th decree that the United States has recognized Jerusalem officially and formally, politically, as the capital of Israel. and of course the United Nations and the Masonic groups behind the Rothschilds and everyone else, they want it, UN want to put it under, and so there's going to be a brouhaha there over the UN, under their political jurisdiction as a, quote, international city run by the powers of darkness. But I have been praying for a year and a half or two, and it's in some of my past work, that the Isaiah 2 is that the law shall go out from Jerusalem and the word of the Lord from Zion, which ties into the Hebrews, out of Zion, the mountain of the Holy One. Jerusalem is it. It is an open, it is the city of the great king. And his decrees will come there. And I keep seeing this picture in my mind of this police officer that came over the last time I was there. There's some nutcase there who was in burlap and had his staff. And he was pounding my foot with his staff. He was physically hurting me. I told him to stop it because I was praying in the name of Jesus. And he said, Yeshua is the only name. Ha! But God has many names. He has many names. It's all her condition. This was an angry man. We have nothing to do with angry people. Nothing to do with them. All right. So let's go on. So it's the sun, the sackcloth, August 21st, and then these three supermoons. One just happened. One's at the end of December. And one's at the end of January. And guess what? It's a full blood moon. The moon shall be turned to sackcloth and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Well, Jesus said, pray that you do not flee in winter or Shabbat. For then there should be such a time of trouble as never been, nor shall there ever be again. Why? I don't know. Was that AD 70? I'm just asking. I'm not sure yet. But it occurred to me. There was such a time of trouble as never been, and nor shall ever be again. I don't know. I think we need to consider these things. All right, I had to look it up. It's Matthew 24. It says, but pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then if any man says, unto you, lo, here's the Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore if they say to you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth, behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not, for as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even into the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. All right, this is Matthew 24, all right, in the scripture 24:20. So it says, neither on the Sabbath day, but pray, there since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. Have we seen that day? I don't believe so. We haven't seen that day because there's been greater tribulations since AD 70. When the Romans came in and trashed Jerusalem, and the scripture after that goes on to say, you know, where the eagles are, there their carcasses shall be. Well, who are the eagles? Well, the Roman insignia was the eagle. Is that the American insignia? What I'm just throwing this out there. I'm just saying these things have occurred to me. Therefore, the gifts and callings are without repentance. God will sanctify his name and his people. It says in Ezekiel 36 and through Jeremiah, in that day, I think it says at 31, he will take out, I'm not sure, please. But it says in Jeremiah that he shall rebuild the temple and take out the hearts of stone and put a heart of flesh and write his laws in men's hearts. Is this what the Holy Spirit does when we profess Jesus as Lord? Isn't it? Isn't this what the Holy God does? Oh, I had to look that up. It's Jeremiah 24:7, and I will give them a heart to know me that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. But I want to read another scripture in Jeremiah that's really stunning. And I believe, here it is, it's Jeremiah, from Jeremiah 3, where it says, "Go and proclaim these words to the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep my anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when you multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says the Lord, that they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember, neither shall they visit, and neither shall it be done anymore. Forget the ark of the covenant of the Lord. At that time they shall call Jerusalem," are you ready for this? "The throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the names of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imaginations of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers." Wow! That is a stunning prophecy. I believe yet to be fulfilled. Is that that? All right. In the next segment, I'm going to deal with California. Thank you. Be blessed.